Psalm 103, verses 19 through 22, that's our passage today. We've been talking about God's limitless love. Today, let's talk about how to respond to God's limitless love. This is a Psalm of David, and we complete Psalm 103 today with verses 19 through 22. The Lord has established his throne in heaven, and his kingdom rules over all. Praise the Lord, you his angels, you mighty ones who do his bidding and obey his word. Praise the Lord, all his heavenly hosts, you his servants who do his will. Praise the Lord, all his works, everywhere in his dominion. Praise the Lord, O my soul. I was reflecting on my prayer life recently, and I concluded that I've been doing a lot more whining than praying. I was focused on letting God know that he was slow in delivering my wants, and he was holding back on my desires. My conversation was one way and consisted of statements in the form of questions like, God, what are you doing? I've been talking to God instead of with God. The psalmist gave me needed pause and perspective. In the first 18 verses, David declares the limitless love of the eternal God who takes our sin and separates it as far as the east is from the west. This God is the one whose kingdom rules over all. Make no mistake, he is God and he is in charge. So the question is this, how am I to respond to such a loving and great God? Well, quit whining and start praising. David concludes that in the last verses of the psalm. David concludes this by declaring that all the angels, all creation, and all God's servants should praise the Lord. David closes the psalm in the same way he started it. He exhorts himself, he says, my soul, he exhorts himself to live a life of praise. As children of God, we must exhort ourselves to do the same. Less whining, more praise. Father, thank you for allowing me to pour my heart out to you, my wants and my desires, but don't let my conversation just turn into a time of whining. Help me to praise you for who you are and how you are at work in my life. I pray that in Jesus' name. Amen.